listener production.
More calls for road safety after a shocking start to the year. A former Goulburn Valley Clinical Director banned and a Northeast footy team to decide its fate today. Morning, Andrew Shaw with you. Weather today across the region, partly cloudy in the Northeast and across the Goulburn Valley, while there will be some showers in Gippsland. We're heading for tops of 25 in Albury-Wodonga and 22 in Shepparton and in Warragul. January's delivered a shocking road toll for Victoria, and rural drivers are making up the bulk of the number. Calls are growing for action to be taken. The latest major fatality seen in Gippsland, where a three-car smash saw a driver die and his six-year-old passenger airlifted to hospital. 26 deaths overall on regional roads so far this year. The TAC's head of road safety, Samantha Cofield, says too many of us are speeding on country roads.
It has been a truly devastating start to 2023. We've seen 33 people killed on Victorian roads in 31 days, and 26 of those lives lost were in regional areas.
Dr. Bruno Giorgio, a former Shepparton gynaecologist at Goulburn Valley Health, has had his licence to practice stripped. It's after it was found that the former clinical director misdiagnosed a 9-year-old girl's abdominal pain as being caused by a sexual assault. The Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal also finding he didn't refer the girl to a children's hospital for forensic examination. The girl's mother had a second opinion and found that the advice was dodgy. During a hearing, Giorgio disputed claims he suggested the assault was the only possible cause of the pain. He's been banned from practicing for a year. Ovens and Murray Football and Netball League team Corowa Rutherglen will tonight decide its fate. The club will meet with members, sponsors and the general public tonight at Corowa RSL to go over its options. It's expected the club will go into recess this year as they struggle with lack of access to their club rooms and dwindling player numbers. However, they do hope to return in 2024 if a year off is required. World Cancer Day is this Saturday, and we're being urged to donate blood this month in support of cancer victims. Lifeblood says more than 10,000 donations of blood are needed, and that may jump as diagnoses continue to rise over the coming years. Shay Burns from Lifeblood says donations are vital.
By donating blood, it's a great way to support someone living with cancer, because patients often need many transfusions of blood, plasma and platelets throughout their treatment.
And Basco Shire has lent its support to the cause for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Mayor Michael Whelan telling the Herald Sun it's an important step towards reconciliation. Only a few Victorian councils so far officially declared support for the move. Let's look at some sport now, and returning to our earlier story, we'll know soon enough whether the Corowa Rutherglen Roos will take 2023 off. Flooding has damaged the team's club rooms, while club president Graham Hosier reckons the side has had record high levels of players moving on. 30 have already moved on during the off-season, many trying to pursue VFL or AFL careers. Discussions will be held tonight with team sponsors, members and supporters to come to a decision. And Walhalla locals in Gippsland will see some cricket action this Sunday as a Melbourne side comes to town. Melbourne Cricket Club will take on the local side Blackbridge, who you usually find will be competing in winter cricket.